Good morning.
Hang on, there we go. We got some volume. It's great to see all of you today. Looks like my wife has something to say. Oh, all right. Well, listen, it's great to see you too. We're blessed to you. Well, listen, we're blessed you're in the house of the Lord. Would you please stand as we give glory to God in prayer? God, we thank you, Father, for indeed a chilly morning, but the presence of God is here that warms our hearts, that warms the spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit, dear God. I pray that you'll set us afire with a new flame through the power of God today. Father, we thank you, Father, for this day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, God. We're praised and honor and glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you come to worship today?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We still have some Christmas songs. We love Christmas around here, if you couldn't tell. And so we're going to have a couple Christmas songs that we love and also some more of our contemporary songs we normally will play. Just allow the presence of God to speak to all of your hearts today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us strength to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Okay. Are you full of joy today?
Yes.
I am. I just want to tell you, I am full of joy. I'm a blessed man. We are a blessed people in this ministry. We are a blessed nation as Americans. Amen. So just when we sing this song, Joy to the World, understand that joy has been given to this earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Worship with us today.
Joy to the world. The Lord has come. The Savior reigns. Let no more let sins and sorrows grow. Amen. Are you excited this morning? He rules the world with truth and grace. Are you excited this morning, as Don just said? I'm excited to worship this morning. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and Behold, behold the one our love.
Amen. Amen. Give him praise. Emmanuel. Give him praise. He's good. He is good. Are you warmed up yet? Are you warmed up yet?
Yes.
You know, we talk about the fire from heaven. I look at the story of Elijah. You know, he declared the word to the people, to the false prophets. He was in for a showdown on Mount Carmel. And in faith, he built the altar and he put the sacrifice on it. But it was up to God to bring the fire. Amen? This wasn't man-made fire. It wasn't fire that Elijah went and put the match on. It came from God. And trust me, we know the day of Pentecost, when they were praying and worshiping in the upper room in faith, it was the power and the fire of God that came to fill the church. And church, we believe around here that that's what the American church needs to get filled with the Holy Spirit. We just need a greater measure. So this next song, Fill Me Up, it's more than a song. Make it your prayer today. Fill us up, God, with your power. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
To say or to do this morning, but rejoice.
Amen.
In celebrating the day that the Lord Jesus came to earth. I can't help but notice even the star that's been in the sky. They call it the Star of Bethlehem. But be reminded it was His star in the sky, and it moved with them and pointed the way. I don't think it's a coincidence, how about you, that it showed up over Christmas, and maybe none of you have heard of it, but there are two planets that came together, and it was very bright. I think it's in the southwestern sky. It can be seen. But God, even in the darkest of days, in the darkest of times, and for many of us, we haven't seen anything like this in our lifetime. I refuse to call it a pandemic. I'd rather call it a challenge for the people of God. Our faith is tested. Our priorities are tested. I woke up last night and I couldn't sleep, and I heard the Lord say, "Will I find faith on the earth?" How many of you know that when Jesus was born, on the day that He was born, how many of you know that the powers of hell shook? And hell was afraid of what just arrived on the earth, because His defeat was imminent. It was soon, and it was coming. And the fulfillment of the scriptures had come to pass and were coming to pass. And all of what they believed for in the coming Messiah had come in the form of a child and a baby in a manger. God, I thank You that the world stops still on Christmas Day. The whole world observes this day whether they want to or not. Everything is closed. And we celebrate our coming King, King of Heaven. Will He find faith in the earth? It's in Luke 18. In the beginning of that chapter, it says, "One day Jesus taught the apostles to keep praying and never stop or lose hope. And He shared with them the illustration of the woman that kept going to the unrighteous judge, and she kept bugging him and petitioning him and asking for justice. And it says that he was a thick-skinned and godless man who had no fear of others' opinions. But she kept saying, 'Grant me justice and protect me against my oppressor.' Although he ignored her for some time, he said, 'I'll just get her off my back and I'll answer her claims for justice, because she's bothering me, and then she'll leave me alone.' But the Lord continued, 'Did you hear what the ungodly judge said, that he would answer her persistent request?' And Jesus said, 'Don't you know that God, the true judge, will grant justice to all of his chosen ones who cry out to him night and day? He will pour out His Spirit upon them, and He will not delay to answer you and give you what you ask for. God will give swift justice to those who don't give up. So be ever praying, ever expecting, just like the widow was with the judge. And that's where it says, yet when the Son of Man comes back, will He find this kind of persistent faithfulness in His people? I just feel like this morning the Holy Ghost is here to encourage you, to endow you with faith, because faith is a gift from God. Faith is not something we can muster up. Faith is something we received as an endowment from God, that comes from God, that comes from the presence of God. And it enables us to hear His Word, and it enables us to walk in knowing His will, and we have faith for His will to be performed. So I just want to encourage you this morning that God has not gone anywhere. Grant justice on this nation, I assure you, because His Word says so. And I want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't stop praying. Justice itself came to earth as a baby, one of many things that He was. But He is the Spirit of justice. Amen. Continue to cry out. Continue to petition the Lord. Continue to cry out and ask God to move, believing His Word. God, we thank You that You are ever faithful. We thank You, God, for Your presence in this house this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Luke chapter 2, 1 through 12. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Amen. Keep your Bible there. This is what happens when the pastor hurriedly sends a text to my wife. That's an amazing passage. It's right on the money. But we're going to also do Matthew chapter 2 today. So that was Luke chapter 2. Luke, Matthew, I think I'd know the difference. I own this one. But that's a cool story. I'm so glad, actually, it's part of what we did.
Praise
so
God.
If you missed the Christmas Eve service, you've been blessed. Amen? So that's perfect. It's funny how God works that out. We're going to go to also Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Praise God.
It's okay. I could feel that it was wrong. It needed to be said.
Amen.
Praise God. We make a declaration. Okay, Matthew chapter 2, 1 through 12, right? Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard of this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.